1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Can you tell me, what's your name?
My name is Don, Phil.
Don?
Yeah. And I want to say we enjoy your radio show every day. I listen as much as I can.
Now, you met a young lady. She is an African-American, and the two of you are in love. Am I right?
That is correct, yeah.
Can you tell me, the audience, what you were saying to me off of the air?
Well, Teresa, we met at work. We just hit it off, and we're very much alike. Enjoy the same things. I'm white. She's black. Doesn't matter to us at all. We don't allow that to become an issue in our lives. It's funny, when you get to know somebody, color kind of just can become secondary. But
you've got a problem, right?
Yeah, I got a problem. My parents, my mother and father, they're like practically all white people. They don't like the idea of a black and a white getting together. And I've always done things my way, and I just wanted to break out and do different things with my life. And I suppose we're doing something that very, very few people have ever had the courage to do, and that's, I'm a white guy. See, I can approach black women, and I'm not afraid of them like most white guys are, so... But my parents are very bigoted, and
what you said? Did you have a Hispanic girlfriend once?
Yes, sir.
What happened there?
I brought her home, and my father basically told her to get out of the house. And,
oh man, that must have been embarrassing.
Yeah. But I love my parents, but I do think this relationship is important to me, and it's worth fighting for. And if I damage my relationship with my parents, then that's just what's going to have to happen.
So you're standing up for this relationship. How old are you, man?
I just turned 36.
And how old is this gal?
She's 30.
Okay. So you guys are going to stay together, huh?
Yes, sir. And the problem is, I found out this morning, my father told me, and they don't know that I'm going out with her. I haven't told them yet.
But you are intending on telling them and telling them that you're dating a black girl, and they can either like it or they can lump it, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Now, what is the problem?
The problem, I found out this morning that my father has decided to retire at the end of this year, and he wants to turn over the full operation of our San Gabriel warehouse to me, which means that I would have part ownership. But my parents don't like black people. So we were scheduled to get married tomorrow, as I told your producer.
Right. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was going to be at her parents' house. There's 200 people coming. But I haven't told my own parents, and I was going to tell them today so that it would be a surprise, and maybe if they wanted to come to the marriage or to the wedding, but I guess they won't. But when my father told me that he wanted to cut me in on the business, now I don't think I'm going to marry her. And see, because
why?
Because my parents don't like blacks, and if I married her, then my father, if he hears about me marrying a black girl, he'll come undone, and he'll just be all, all over the place. So I can't marry her, and I haven't told my parents about her, so everything's fine there. I do want to get the deposit back on the chairs, and we've got two propane heaters.
What are you talking about now? You talking about the wedding?
The wedding was scheduled for her parents' house, yeah. And I paid for the chairs, I paid for two folding tables and two propane heaters, which her dad said he'd split a lot of food with me. But the larger issue, Mr. Green, I didn't call up to talk about that. The larger issue, I don't want the engagement ring back, but I want the money back because I won't take over the end of the business till the end of the year.
Well, okay. How much was your engagement ring?
I got a 4-carat stone at the Downey Jewelry Mart, and they gave it to me. I got $900 and the tax, which comes about $920. So I don't know.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's... I don't believe that a man asks a woman for an engagement ring back if he decides he doesn't want to marry her. I don't think that... that you're allowed to do that?
But it's... Okay, see, now that's where I'm not sure, because that's money I could use.
You seem to be missing... You love this girl, your parents won't approve, so basically, and since you stand to be cut in on the business, you're going to tell her the day before you get married that you're not going to marry her?
I know it'll come as a shock, I know that, but I had to weigh my options.
I got to tell you something, man. You got a bigger problem than talking to a girl about getting an engagement ring back. You got her whole family and 200 guests waiting to see you two get married tomorrow, and you're going to tell her the wedding's off and you want the $900 back for the engagement ring because your folks don't like blacks.
No, No, that's not...
Well, that's what you said.
No, what I said was that my father is going to cut me in on the San Gabriel warehouse, which is one quarter of our...
Look, sir, I don't care what it is you do for a living, but your dad's going to make you a piece of the business?
Yes, sir.
What is the business?
It's we wholesale auto parts.
Okay. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know whether it's apropos to ask for a woman's engagement ring back or not. How much is it worth?
I got it at the Downey Jewelry Mine. I got the receipt, too. If anybody, I mean, if she wants to see it, well, she knows that I bought it there. It was $900.
Well, you said the tax, it came to what?
The tax and the setting, too, that came to $920.
And why do you need this money?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's anybody's business. I mean, it's my money.
Well, I mean, does it matter? That doesn't seem like a, forgive me, it doesn't seem like I'm on a lot of money.
Well, maybe it isn't to you, Mr. Henry. I'm not a, you know.
Well, all right, look, forgive me, I shouldn't have said that. You want the money because you need it?
I think if she loves me, that she would understand. I'm being selfless. I'm saying to her that I love her, but I can't marry her because my parents won't approve of her being black. If she loves me, then why won't she give me the same consideration and give me the ring back and understand why we won't get married?
Or, well, I'll tell you what. You tell her that you are going to not marry her because your folks don't like black people, and then ask her for the ring back. Okay.
I don't want the ring back.
Well, then ask her for the money.
Are you recommending that, or are you just saying that? See, that's the...
Well, I don't... you want the real... I don't think you can ask for the money back.
Well, then she owes me. How do I go about getting it back? I mean,
well, she's not going to give you the money back. I wouldn't recommend any woman give a ring back or give the money back.
Most guys get the money back, I think. That's what I'm saying. I don't want the ring back, but most guys who realize they're making a mistake and don't want to marry some girl, the girl needs to give them the money. She can keep the ring, but the guys who dump, or not dump, but I mean tell women, you know, they've come to their senses or whatever they're doing, they don't want to marry him, they'll say to them, you know, I will, you can keep the ring, I'll take a check, or, you know, I'd rather not take a check, I'd rather take cash. I think most guys would rather just have cash.
Why?
Because if you tell a woman you don't want to marry her, okay, and you're going to ask for a check, mister, you better get to the bank fast, okay, that's all I'm saying. So I would rather she give me cash or a money order, which is fine with me, or a cashier's check. Because,
well, I don't know.
I mean, women need the ring for status.
I understand that, sir, but this is, you've got to understand what you're going to be visiting on this girl. You're going to be telling her you don't want to marry her.
I do want to marry her.
But you can't marry her because your folks don't like black people. And you that wouldn't matter were it not for the fact that you're taking over a quarter of your dad's business.
Well, yeah, I mean, are you calling me a hypocrite, or...
Am I calling you a hypocrite, sir? I'm not going to judge you. I'm saying that there's bigger issues here. I mean, you're worried about whether you get your $920 back on the engagement ring that you bought at the Downey Jewelry Mart, and this girl is going to have her wedding day ruined, man, and you're going to have her family insulted. And why? Because you want a piece of an auto part wholesaling business?
Well, you know what? Mr. Henry, we're not all rich like you. And you know what? I'll eat the tax on the ring if it's that big of a thing.
You're going to eat the tax on the ring? What's that come to, 7%?
We're not all rich like you, Mr. Henry. I'm not a big movie star. You know, people listen to your show. We're not all like you.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm out of touch or something. It just doesn't seem like... Okay, I don't know what the answer. Hold on for a minute. I don't know. Are you allowed to take a woman's? Are you allowed to? If you don't want to marry the girl, are you allowed to ask her for the money back on the ring? She can keep the ring, but you want the money back. Is the question? And I don't know if there's any women out there who have. I mean, what do you want me to ask here, Don?
I'm sorry.
What do you want me to ask?
What I basically want is if you have women in your audience who got dumped or not dumped, but I mean if the men just decided that they didn't want to marry them, did they give the guy cash for the ring, or was it a check, or did they just, or did they give the whole ring back, or did they do something else? Did they work it off, or whatever? I told her she could work it off in the warehouse.
Don.
Yes, sir.
Don't tell her she can work it off in your warehouse. Don't do that, man. This is a girl that you love.
No, I know that. I'm not, that's why I don't want to get the check.
1-800-449-8686. All right, the question is this. If you decide that you don't want to marry a woman, or if a man decides he doesn't want to marry you, is it okay for you to keep the ring and just give him the money for the ring? Is it okay for him to ask you to work it off in his business? Or do you have to give the ring back? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Did you say you'd marry this girl, but that she'd have to wear a disguise or something?
No. What I said was I'd marry her, even though my parents don't like black people, but I would want her not to be... We'd move to another state, and I jokingly said she could wear a mask when she comes around. But I talked about lightening her skin.
You want her to lighten her skin, wear a mask.
That was a joke, sir.
All right, but she's an African-American. Why should she not be proud of that?
Look, I'll marry her after I told her I'd marry her after I take over the business, but she has to agree to straighten. I asked her to straighten her hair, and...
It's just demeaning to a woman. It's demeaning. It's demeaning in terms of racial identity, and it's demeaning to her as a woman. What do you mean, straighten her hair?
Well, I got to do something. Otherwise, that's the only thing that my mother really is bothered by about African-American people is how the hair takes her by surprise all the time. And I said to Teresa that I love you, and I don't care that you're black, and the only thing that scares my mom about black folks is the hair sort of, you know, she just kind of... does a double take because some of it's pretty wild looking and it's all different colors and goes up in the air and everything. And I said, if you could straighten it out and just do a regular straight kind of Britney Spears, or if you could iron it, I'd be very much in your debt. And she told me to go straight to you know what, and I said, well, then can I have the ring back? And she said, no, you won't. I said, well, I'll take a check. And she said, no, you won't. She cussed me out and called me every name in the book. I said, well, now I'm going to have to talk to an attorney, and I don't want it to go there because I love her.
You're not marrying her, man, because she's black. What do you mean hair straightener? What do you mean your mother, the hair takes them by surprise? These are the things that she can't get with. Melinda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just wanted to say that a ring is a contract, and he is breaking the contract, so he absolutely does not get the ring back. If she broke the contract, then he would get the ring back.
Now, you don't think I could get the money?
No, absolutely not. A ring is like a car. You drive it off the lot, and it diminishes in value.
I don't think you
cannot take that ring back to a store and sell it for what you paid for.
No, I don't want to take the ring.
If you were to take it someplace and try to sell that ring, you'd get maybe $150 for it.
All right, I understand what you mean about the contract, and I don't know if that's been tested in court, by the way. That may be just your opinion.
No,
but
it is.
My girlfriend is black, and... It could scare my mom, so that would negate any contract we have.
Well, then you should have thought of that before you started dating her. And as far as I'm concerned, thank God you broke it off, because she deserves a lot better.
Well, I don't know what the lady means.
Well, obviously, sir, people are feeling a little bit for the young lady involved here.
I'm out $920, the rental on all of those chairs, the deposit on two propane heaters.
So who bought the dress?
What's that?
Who bought her dress? Who paid for the flower?
No, that's the dress.
Who paid for all the invitations?
That's the dress her grandmother wore.
Oh my God! The girl is wearing a dress her grandmother wore when she was married. Don't you understand the significance that this has for her? What do you mean you're out the two propane heaters? I mean,
there's no contract until the vows are said. That's my understanding. And the man said I got to have the chairs back by Sunday morning.
The ring is a contract, and you broke it, so
well,
you forfeited your right to that ring.
Okay, all right, thank you, Mrs. Handel. I didn't know...
Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. D, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dawn Parsley.
Hi, one of the things that I wanted to point out is that this ring is a gift, and so by giving it to her, you can't ask for it back, because you've changed your mind. And I suspect this woman is very much like me. She's been black all of her life. So it isn't as though she woke up one day and she was black. You realize this, you knew this before you got involved with her.
Oh, no, I love her, and it's not because she's black. It's because my parents don't like black folks.
No, I don't even believe that you honestly love this woman.
Of course,
because
I do.
Because if you did, that you would be treating her with more respect.
Well, let's also point out something else. You're not marrying her because not only are your parents not black like black people, but you are in line to take over your father's business, so you don't want to offend him, right?
I think you're being very unfair.
I don't think this is a matter of being unfair. You're making a promise to this woman.
This is a multi-million-dollar auto parts warehouse business. We wholesale auto parts for the entire Western U.S.
Who cares, man? You're talking about auto parts. You're talking about down payments on chairs and propane heaters. This girl got into her grandmother's dress. Her whole family's going to be there. And you want the $900 and you'll eat the tax.
The fact of the matter is you've given this ring to her. And at the very least, by breaking this promise to her to marry her, you should be happy that all you're going to lose is the $900 that this ring is worth. She has no reason to give it back to you.
Can I say this? She bought me a very nice journal that I put all of my drawings in, and I gave that back to her.
Well, that's because you wanted to. You didn't have to do that, nor did she have to give you this ring back.
What drawings? What drawings?
Just things that I drew, pencils and... crayons or whatever I have.
Crayon drawings, huh?
I'm an artist. I'm not really that good, but I just like the stuff I do at the kitchen table.
Okay, D. Is that it, hon?
Yes.
All right, D, thanks. You sure?
Yes.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Brenda, go ahead.
Yes, I am a white woman, and when you give a woman a ring... for love, you want to marry her, you make a pledge, don't expect a ring back. She's not asking you to shave your head. She's not asking you to curl your hair.
Well, her parents don't have no problem with me being white.
Well, that's beside the point. She's not asking you to do anything.
I just asked
you to get...
She wants
you to love her.
I got some stuff called, I think it's a stupid name. It's called King Kong Hair Straightener. And I asked her...
What?
I got some hair straightener for her.
And what did you do with that?
I put it on her...
What do you mean, King Kong hair straightener?
That's what I got. Sir,
that is an offense to any woman of color, any woman... Hey, honey, here you are. I love you, but here's some stuff you can make your eyes rounder if she's Japanese. How about that?
That's not surgery. All I'm saying is you put on this salve that straightens the hair. It's like a conch.
She doesn't ask you to shave your head.
Because
why should she straighten her hair for you?
Because the African American hairdo causes my mother's heart to palpitate.
Well, I think your mother needs to realize that this is modern world,
yep.
And she needs to adjust.
Well,
I was raised in the South,
okay,
and I was very prejudiced, but I got over that because. I didn't realize I was prejudiced.
Well, did you ever get used to some of those fright wig hairdos, or were you?
All right, I've you know.
Well, I don't like baggy pants on
my
these
mother,
kids,
my
but
mother,
I don't raise Cain about it.
My mother could handle the color, but she can't handle that sprout head. And
all right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's just a freaking racist. He wants his $900 back. What a jackass. Either that or he's the biggest mama's boy that I ever heard in my life. Should he give the ring back? 1-800-449-8686. This clown was going to marry a black girl till he found out his dad doesn't like black people and he's going to give the boy his business, so he'd rather have that. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got to ask you a question, Don. Why don't your parents like black... Are you at the casino?
Yeah, I just got in about 2 hours ago here. I'm right now I'm de Blasio, and then I'm going to go across the street probably to Bally's and just go around. We'll go down to New York, too.
So tomorrow you're supposed to get married, and today and tonight you're sitting over at the Bellagio, and you're going to go over to... All right, I want to ask you a question. Why don't your folks like black people?
My father believes that black people are very intelligent people and will someday take over and take over all of the world or whatever, or be the superior people. And he said, my father's never had very high hopes for me because he never thought I was very smart. He said, the first thing that the blacks are going to do with you is you'll be yanking bags down at the airport, or you'll put on a little funny airplane hat and you'll be carrying people's bags. And I said, well, okay. And I said to him, well, if I ever married a black girl, wouldn't that mean I'd have a step up and being part of the superior race? And he said, she'll just treat you like the way white women treat black men. You'll be laying around a pool in a Speedo with your thing all exposed, and then she'll want you to have sex with her all the time, and then you'll just have to lay by the pool reading a comic book, and you'll look like a fool. And he said, well, maybe that's what my son's good for, but I think not. I think you're better than that, son. That's why he's turning over the San Gabriel warehouse to me, and that's how I got in all this trouble.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Sharon, go ahead.
Oh, I'll tell you, I cannot believe this guy. He is such a white racist pig. And I am white.
I'm not racist, man. I'm marrying a black girl. I was going to marry a black girl.
This guy is a nut.
I'm marrying a black woman, man. How's that make me racist?
Oh, well, you aren't marrying her. All of a sudden it dawns on you that the woman is black. How long did you date her?
No, I know she's black. My parents don't like black people. That's why I can't marry her, because my father's going to give me the warehouse.
Oh, well, it sounds like to me you're too young to get married, and you need to go back and suck mama's poop for a while.
What do you know about black? What do you know about black folks? You live in Kansas.
Well, hey, buddy, I was born and raised in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I know a lot of black people, and they are definitely my equal.
Oh, really? Why, how come you ran away from them then? Yeah.
I didn't run away from them.
Yeah.
All right.
You, baby. How do you know I still nuzzle on my mama's breast?
All right, never mind. Let me go over here to Peggy. Peggy, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Peggy. Go ahead. You're on the air.
This guy is a total moron. If I was that girl, I would give that ring to a homeless person before I would give it back to him.
Ma'am, I don't want the ring. I just want the $920.
You would not get anything from me. You need to go live in that warehouse or either crawl back under the rock you came from.
Wait a second. Why do you say that about me? I love her.
You don't love anybody. You don't even love yourself. How could you?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If it scared my mother, would you be willing to iron your hair?
Pardon me?
If your hair scared my mom, would you be willing to put some straightener on it?
Nope.
Even though you loved me?
Nope.
Why don't black women understand this?
You know what? I wouldn't fall in love with someone like you. You're not even a human being.
Well, she loves me. And
I doubt that.
Also,
you know what? She just wanted your $900 ring.
You think it's funny? You laughing at me?
I'll tell you what.
Hey, you know what? I had Red's Barbecue cater the whole thing. I'm going to be out $300 on that.
Red's Barbecue.
You know what? I hope her family has a wonderful time at your expense, because you're a jerk.
Well, so you don't think I'll get my money back?
No.
I don't think you're getting anything back.
Sorry. You're not getting your money back.
No
even
shot.
Even if I eat the tax.
No shot, babe.
All right, what if I let her keep the bone in her nose?
All right, you know, get out of here, you freaking...
She ought to pay you. You ought to pay her just for going out with you.
I tried that. It worked.
I figured it would. That's the only way anybody would go out with you.
$200 on black. Can I ask you a question? You say that you're African-American, ma'am?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said $200 on black.
You know what?
What are you doing? Are you playing freaking roulette while you're talking on the air?
You are sorry.
He's at a roulette table.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of King Kong hair straightener? Can I get a gin and tonic? Have you ever heard of...
No, she hasn't. All right, Peggy, I'm awfully sorry.
Look, I'm a very good catch. I'll be taking over my father's business, and then you'll want me so very bad.
You know what?
Give me gin and tonic, okay?
I make more in one day than you can make in 10 years in your dad's place.
And next
so,
time,
no, I would never want you. Sorry.
Put some booze in it, light touch. What'd you say?
All right, I'm getting rid of this guy. He's making me sick.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
Nice butt on that waitress.